We want to warn you that this next story deals with rape and sexual assault, specifically the conviction of those crimes of disgraced film executive Harvey Weinstein. Weinstein is scheduled to appear in a Los Angeles courtroom for sentencing on 3 counts today. He's already serving a separate 23-year sentence following similar convictions in New York. NPR's Mandalik Del Barco has more.
The Los Angeles jury found Harvey Weinstein guilty of raping and sexually assaulting a model and actress identified in court as Jane Doe No. 1. After the verdict, she told news outlets Weinstein forever destroyed her the night he raped her after a film festival in 2013. In a statement, she said, quote, "I hope Weinstein never sees the outside of a prison cell during his lifetime." The 70-year-old still has 21 more years to serve in New York prison, though he's appealing that rape conviction. Here in California, he could face an additional 18 years behind bars. He's likely to appeal this, too. During the L.A. trial, the jury heard testimony from dozens of women, and they heard a secret recording of Weinstein trying to lure one woman into a hotel room.
"Please, I'm not going to do anything. I swear my children. Please come in. On everything. I'm a famous guy.
I'm feeling very uncomfortable right now.
Please come in now."
That audio was from a wire worn by Ambra Batilana Gutierrez during a New York City police sting operation. It was part of the evidence presented in court. Prosecutors called Weinstein a monster and predator, but in L.A., as in New York, Weinstein maintained that any relations he had were consensual, what his attorneys called transactional sex, with women wanting to get ahead in Hollywood. It was part of the so-called casting couch culture, they said, calling at least one of his accusers a bimbo. In the end, the L.A. jury acquitted Weinstein of sexually abusing another Jane Doe, and they couldn't agree over whether he had raped or abused two other women, including Jennifer Siebel Newsom, the wife of California's governor. After the verdict, Newsom's attorney Beth Fagan took issue with Weinstein's defense strategy.
"Attacking the women and calling them bimbos really exacerbated their trauma."
Many of the accusers were disappointed Weinstein wasn't convicted on all counts. More than 100 women have come forward with allegations dating back decades. If the New York and California convictions are upheld, Harvey Weinstein, the original villain of the Me Too movement, could spend the rest of his days behind bars. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.